New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Over the last 75 years, over 10,000 chemicals have been introduced to our food supply. Yet the EU only allows 300 food additives. But at Thrive Market, we bring our members the highest quality brands and restrict more than 1,000 ingredients found at conventional grocery stores. Making the switch is easy with our Healthy Swaps scanner, which finds better versions of all your favorite pantry, snacking, and home essentials without the added junk, dyes, and fillers. Plus, it's all delivered straight to your door. So if you're looking to shop at a grocery store that actually cares about your health, go to thrivemarket.com/podcast and you'll get 30% off your first order and a free gift.
Hey everyone and welcome. I am Joko.
And this is Haley.
And you're tuning in to the Permission to Stand podcast, where every Thursday you get your weekly hefty dose of K-pop talk, news, updates, simping, and everything K-pop. Yes.
Okay. Why do you sound so robotic?
Because I don't know. I just do right now. It's like autopilot whenever I do the introduction, you know? So, yeah, there you go. I don't even know what I'm going to say now because that tangent that Haley just threw me
Comebacks.
In. No, we don't start initially right okay. into it, Haley.
Oh, yeah, you say gosh. Something else.
Anyway, so yes, if you're still here and you're still tuning in, we appreciate all our continued listeners throughout all the episodes. It's been a few years already. Actually, it's been a while. So thank you for sticking around. And also to all the new listeners, if you've been enjoying us lately, don't forget to hit that like, that rating, subscribe, 5-star Michelin, as Felix would request.
Yes.
Always goes a long way wherever you're tuning in. We are pretty much available on all streaming platforms for podcasts. I saw Spotify already. We have 4.8 stars. That's pretty awesome.
Not like 5 stars. Come on now.
That's reaching, but at the same time, I appreciate that there's 120 that actually reviewed, because I know there's more of you that have definitely listened and have not reviewed yet, unless you listened and reviewed on Apple Podcasts or somewhere else. Mm-hmm. So appreciate all the time that anyone has taken to give us a rating, give us not just a follow, subscribe, but a review or anything. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Haley, where can they check us out?
Find us on Instagram at Permission to Stand Podcast.
Yes. Anything else you'd like to add?
And if you want to send us a message, please message us there.
See, I'm a robot in the beginning, but I try to consistently always say the same thing.
I don't always say the same thing in the beginning. Sometimes I say it later on.
I need to say it as a reminder in the beginning. You know, that's the normal podcast host kind of programming for most podcasts, Haley. Anyway, so let's get started because we will talk about comebacks, of course, which we have very few of. Thank goodness. I don't even know how. We will be talking about some tours and concerts going on. Mm-hmm. Get ready, carrots. Let's see. We watched a couple Stray Kids music videos because they've been dropping nonstop. Mm-hmm. We'll talk about some Blackpink because, woo, happy anniversary to my fellow Blinks. We're going to talk about some ISAC, which is basically like the Olympics of the new generation of K-pop, I guess you could say, all the time. We'll talk about, let's see, we have G-Idol, some J-Park, ZB1. Haley has a bunch of Boy Next Door. I will bless us with some new jeans, and nope, thankfully, we are not going to talk about Minhyejin because we all need a break from that.
Praise!
BTS and Stray Kids, Haley will end always on those notes, and let's get started. Comebacks. August 12th, Fromis 9. We talked about this already.
Yeah.
Just going to bring it up because it hasn't happened yet. Fromis 9.
Fromis 12. 9.
Third single album, Supersonic. Yay. Pledis and Hybe has not forgotten about them.
Right.
Hyolyn. We did hear this song when we were at KCON. Mm-hmm. I will say it again. It's called Wait. That's her digital single coming out the same day.
It seems like her music video was shot in the Philippines. Have you seen some of the teasers?
I have
for
not.
It?
No, I haven't.
She was sitting outside a sari store. Is that how you pronounce it?
Sari.
No, it's like convenience stores in the Philippines. Oh, that's where her photo shoot was. And then
that's okay.
I forgot what part of the Philippines it is, but I'm pretty sure it shot there, which is interesting.
That is cool. It's mm-hmm. probably cheaper too.
Yeah.
Not gonna lie, location wise. Yes, our homeland. Mm-hmm. Haley's half homeland, kind
mm-hmm.
of.
Yes.
Let's see. Technically, I mean, your dad did meet your mom in the Philippines anyways, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Even though he's super Australian and super non-looking Filipino. He's not really Filipino at all.
And understands Tagalog.
Yeah, so don't judge a book by its cover. If you're talking in Tagalog in front of an older white Australian gentleman, he might actually know
Filipino.
Tagalog, Haley.
Yes.
let's move on. August 15, Lisa featuring Rosalia. They're going to be releasing and dropping the song New Woman. Mm-hmm. It's been like, I've been seeing all the... Like the trailers and teasers on it on La Loud, you know, on her Loud platform.
Yeah.
And also they teased up a possible like upcoming single after that called Brand New Dia.
Mm-hmm.
You know what Dia is?
No.
You have no idea?
Is that what it is?
No, Dia means day in Spanish.
Oh, okay.
So there you go. Dia de los Muertos. See, like Day of the Dead.
Mm-hmm.
August 16, Cat's Eye. Our new Vicha, right? Kind of
R.I.P. Vicha.
I know. Rest in peace, Vicha.
I don't know what's going on with them. I don't know.
They were taken down from KCON. Our other friend that we...
No, Lollapalooza.
But KCON also, isn't it? Oh, no. It was just... That was Cat's Eye.
Were like, oh, I wish that they should have gone to KCON because it makes sense, but they weren't.
Ripped down from Lollapalooza. One of our good friends that's in the know about basically everything Twice and JYP, when we hung out with him this weekend, had told us that like someone had even seen one of the members,
Kaylee,
like just in college, like in her normal
she's
courses.
In college?
Is it
she's
high school or college?
13.
It's yeah.
Yeah. What the
in
fuck?
High whatever her classroom, yes. She's
middle
in
middle school.
She's in school preschool. And she's just there, like you know, like nothing's going on. So. Wonder
Wait,
what heck
year?
Is going on.
She's in high school, 13, right?
I don't effing. I
yes,
don't know.
I think so.
I don't.
I mean,
keep
I'm
tabs
con-
on
I'm
that.
Only confused because like high school in Australia starts grade 7, so I don't know the age frame.
Well, high
here.
School starts at grade 9 here,
right? But I don't know the age.
So there you go. Yeah. So I guess we don't know what the heck is going on with Vicha, but Cat's Eye looks like they're, you know, hopefully they get the momentum going. They performed. They did, right?
Yeah.
At KCON.
As an opener.
The one that we didn't see.
Right, that was on Sunday.
Of course. But we missed them, but they performed. And I guess we saw the music video that released in June. And the actual EP called Sis or Soft is Strong.
What the fuck is that title?
Soft is Strong.
That is
it's
such
very,
a weird, suggestive
it's,
title.
It's a very straightforwardly suggestive title. Soft is Strong. So
okay.
Softness is
I
strength.
Guess, yeah, I guess. Like if you're... mind is just dirty, sorry.
Soft is power.
I guess.
So soft
Being
skin.
Sensitive and
soft skin is powerful.
Right. Being nice and soft is
yes.
strong.
It gives you power in the industry if you're very soft and gifted.
Like
right?
Felix.
Okay, sure. I was still thinking dirty thoughts. Like,
oh,
in terms of, like,
I moved
I was,
on already.
I was trying. Okay, yeah, okay. Anyways, yeah, so Cat's Eye, like, let's see how the momentum goes because they've been dropping, like, merch and all this different stuff. So we'll see what Hype does. Let's see if they're going to pull a JYP and just pull the rug out, like, from under them out of nowhere. Fingers crossed for any of the Cat's Eye stands listening and out there. I do like the music, though. Like,
yeah.
Vicha's was, like, you know, like, super JYP sounding, like, girly, like, kind of like. Kind
bubble
of
pop.
Bubble pop. Yeah, like poppy, bubbly-ish. This one's a little different, and I, you know, kind of hype things.
Right.
And it sounds good, though. I really like it. And I'm not going to lie. Like, I think the members are a little more attractive.
Right, because like, probably they're not 13.
Than Vicha. Like, I don't know. Just in terms of, like, I think the overall look.
Right. Yeah, they look more mature.
Like, even though I know they're different ethnicities, but they kind of all, like,
mesh well,
right? Like the visual looks, you know, but like it kind of all mixes together,
yeah,
like in a good way. When Vicha is like, I think everyone is looks so different. It's kind of like, I don't even know how to explain it in a not negative way,
right.
But like, you know what I'm trying to say. I'm not trying to be messed up, but it's
I
like
mean,
everyone like looks different, but it's like kind of like it doesn't. It feels like they're just like thrown together,
right? Random.
Compared to like, you know, like it looked like,
well,
Cat's
they kind of were thrown together.
Well, same with Cat's Eye probably, but then like they were like individually, like they were probably like matched together. So yeah. Like the group looks good, right? Like as a group, like so. I don't know. That's. I should move on. Anyways, let's talk about some music videos that we checked out, and it was only two of them that we watched, and they're both Stray Kids. Let's start with Jam, or should I say Jajam?
Jajam, yeah. So that dropped, today actually. Honestly, it's a really cool concept, and I would say that this song was kind of like, I love their whole album and like all of their songs on their new album, but this one was probably like towards the bottom. For me,
but then
seeing the music video and the, like the choreo and everything, it made me love it a lot.
The fact, like from the lyrics alone,
yeah,
it's like you know it's a fun song. They're just like effing like, around. Yeah, they're talking about peanut butter jelly. They're talking then
sticking
like the jam
together and stuff like that. But then the thing
puns.
Is, Joko said that it's kind of like cheese.
It's
like one of those kind of.
This
songs.
Is their era. Like cheese was already a little while back.
Right.
So this is their. Food song that's fun,
yeah,
for this like current era of Stray Kids that we're living in.
The
Don't
concept
you think?
Of yeah, I mean the concept of it was pretty cool too, because like they're making jam, but then the thing is like it's made to be like kind of a horror film because the jam looks like
blood right,
and they're
right.
like smashing like with hammers and stuff, but then it's just jam. They're just making jam basically. But yeah, I really like the choreo. It's cool.
The choreo is good.
Yeah,
I really like it.
It looks
it's sharp
really fun.
And like fun. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then I really like the part that interchanges between Han and Chungbin when they're like
rapping
together.
That was your favorite.
That was
you brought
really
it up.
Cool. Yeah.
It was cool though. It's like yeah, it's like a rap duet mm-hmm. / battle at the same time.
Right.
And it ends with Chungbin sneezing. So it's perfect.
Yeah. I liked it a lot. Yes.
It was a good song. I can't wait. You know they're gonna probably play that live.
Yeah.
If they play Cheese live.
Oh yeah.
You're gonna see like on the screens, like if you're at the concerts
jelly.
And stuff, the jelly jam. Dripping and just like stuff that looks like blood and stuff because it's jam.
Right.
100%. That's gonna be something that you'll see whenever they tour.
Here,
again.
Next year.
Yeah, but
I mean,
I'm saying whenever.
Oh, whenever they tour. They're starting in October, I think. In Seoul.
In Seoul, yeah. In mm-hmm. Asia. So, everyone will see it soon. Mm-hmm. Second song is Stray Kids by Stray Kids.
Self-titled.
Yes.
Yeah, we talked about this song when the album came out, and I didn't realize that. I didn't talk about the music video yet, because I guess it came out before we filmed last time. And
honestly, like it was just really good.
Yeah,
like because
amazing.
Like when we first heard the album, when the album dropped, mm-hmm. we listened to all, like most of the songs.
Yeah, we listened to all.
And
of
then
them.
This one was like, it stood out because of all the references
right.
to their old songs, mm-hmm. which is fucking cool.
Right, and then because we had seen a teaser of it, and I was like, oh my god, they're referencing all of their like. They're well-known old songs. Like, of course, Miro was there. Hellevator.
Hellevator's like in the chorus,
District
basically.
District 9. Yeah,
The crazy part, though, is after watching the music video, it's so cool to see they do small clips from, like, the old music videos. And you can see how young they look. Like,
oh, my God.
You saw
babies.
Hyunjin. You said Hyunjin looked like a baby. Yeah, Ian looked like a baby. Like, it's crazy to see. Like, they put them in really good parts.
Yeah, like, they, like, did, like, a flash thing when they're in the
like in
elevator, and then like it would flash from when they were little and then to what they look like now. I'm like, damn.
But it like matches like the part of the song. It's mm-hmm. like they're in the elevator.
Right.
They even went and did the Miro thing where they were like singing on that podium.
Mm-hmm.
It was just like, it was such a well done, thought out like song in general and music video.
They're definitely
did it.
Going to end with this song for their next
this
tour,
has, oh yeah, this
for
is
for sure.
This is one of the ones I'll put money on that like, it's going to be one of the songs, at least, that will be, like, during the encore or something.
Yes, of course. Because, like, instead of Haven, I think it's going to be this song. Also, because at Lollapalooza, when Stray Kids was performing, like, I think before they
damn,
came...
we're talking about it
no,
already,
no, no,
huh?
I'm talking about this song in particular. Because Changmin had said, I think it was, like, either on his bubble or an interview, he was saying, like, I can't wait for the day where I can hear Stay singing this song and we can sing it along together. So, like, before they went up on stage for Lollapalooza and, like, Stray Kids was still backstage... You could hear the crowd because you know how, like, during intermissions and stuff, they play music and it was that song playing, but the whole crowd was singing it. And then you could see Changbin, he was like super happy They didn't perform it at Lollapalooza because I think they're saving that for their tour.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think he was already like, oh my God, like tears kind of thing. So yeah, I'm looking forward to hearing that and Jam in concert next year.
Mm-hmm. Excited about that for sure. And then so now we just wait and until they announce the specific dates. And
I feel like they'll drop it. I mean, like I feel
it should be soon.
Like ticket wise, even if it's going to be next year, they'll drop it around like October or something. I feel like
Hope you all have been saving up.
Nope.
Also, in the other end of the spectrum, if you're not a stay, you're most likely a carrot, right? And fellow carrots, guess what? 17 did announce their tour dates and a lot more info for the U.S. tour dates in general. So you should already know this by now, but we'll cover it just in case. Mm-hmm. So if you're a carrot and you still don't have your carrot membership, guess what? You should probably get it because everyone that has their carrot membership will actually get a pre-sale.
It's not guaranteed.
It's never guaranteed. But it helps.
Yes.
100%.
Boost the chances.
It's just like, honestly, like the early VIP Blink, the Blink one that we had for Blackpink helps so much.
Right.
It's never guaranteed, but like it definitely helps the chances.
Yeah, because when you sign up for it and then do the whole pre-sale thing, they give you a code, but then the codes are randomly distributed.
So like, it's not guaranteed that you'll get it either.
So, I mean, for most of the times that we've done it for the Hype groups, we've both gotten codes, knock on wood. But then there have been some where, like, Joker would get it and I wouldn't.
It's more like vice versa,
to
be honest.
Yeah, so, I mean, like, the more people that you have, like, in your group that you're going with to sign up, at least someone can get the tickets.
Well, I think I should go over the tour dates that they dropped first. Then we could talk more about the membership presale info. Tour dates starts in October 22. Can you believe that? So brace yourselves. It's coming already. October
August.
Like, and then you have to remember, I think they start going on military leave next year, right?
I think so. I don't know if it's I think it might be the end.
So that we really need to. So you guys, we know that this is going to be a huge tour. Mm-hmm. A lot of people will be trying to go to these. Let's see. It starts here in the U.S. on October 22nd, starting in Rosemont, Illinois. They have two dates for it. Actually.
Yeah, because I think these are smaller stadiums.
So there you go.
And then
Belmont Park, New York, October 25th. And 27, so they have double for that. San Antonio, Texas, October 31 and November 1st. Then Oakland has double also, November 5 and November 6. Then they end in BMO, November 9. It's not that much, so a lot of carrots will be flying around the U.S.
I mean, they didn't do it last year. They didn't add a second date.
They didn't. Everyone was thinking they would.
Yeah.
I mean, okay, so like I understand what you're saying because I'm like thinking like they'll add a second date for BMO in LA, but at the same time it's weird because every other location has a second date already. Why not just announce a second date already?
Is it because Oakland Arena is way smaller?
Yeah, of course. All of these venues are not as big as BMO.
But BMO is not that big either.
Well, then we'll compare. Well, honestly, like I feel like 17 could have possibly done like the bigger stadiums. I don't know why they did this, but I feel like they might be just cautious.
Maybe.
The company is being cautious. Mm-hmm. But yeah, double cities, but only 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Wow.
For U.S.
Yeah, for the U.S. specifically. Because I only have the info in the U.S. because, because we live in the U.S. So let's see. Carrot membership, we'll go back to this. It's starting right now. So if you're listening to this podcast and you're a carrot, or, like, you want to see them, sign up now. Because you have now till Sunday, August 11th, 7 p.m. Pacific time to sign up and hopefully register on Weverse for the Carrot membership and hopefully get chosen. The membership presale, whenever they send out the codes, like, will probably be in between that time.
I think it'll be the day off. They always do that.
It's possible. But the day that the presale happens is August 14th, Wednesday. Of course, at the usual 3 p.m. time, so local time, so just keep that in mind. So if you're really trying to see them, you want to at least, like, if you're here in the West Coast, you'll be wanting to look at the East Coast stuff at 12 p.m. and then look again in the West Coast at, you know, local time, 3 p.m. Just to increase your chances, right? And then the general sale is the day after, 3 p.m. so that's August 15th. So just another ticket war battle coming.
I mean,
of course, Haley and I definitely want to check out 17 because we really enjoy 17 as the group members themselves, because DK is like a crackhead.
All of their songs are amazing.
And their songs are fucking amazing. Especially because we listen to a lot of them through the Rhythm Hive game.
Right.
So it's like we get to hear a lot of different songs by them. Like, we have a huge discography. We know a lot, but man, like, we found like a lot of gems because of that game, to be honest. Because you're like forced to play it for some events or everything. But they have great songs and the personalities, and it's so much fun. Because remember, 13 members?
Right.
You know how much attention you'll get if you're Barricade?
We're not aiming for Barricade.
We're not aiming, just so everyone knows.
I just want to see them.
Like, I just want to chill, hang out, and then we'll probably be watching with a bunch of other friends who are not really carrots, but they like the music too.
Right, yeah.
So we're just going to have a good time wherever the hell we all end up sitting. So, yeah, looking forward to that.
Does people have suites? They do, right?
Yeah, but I think they're different. They're like private too. Yeah, it's a lot more different. Let's see. Epic High is going to be starting their tour in North America here, August 22. And I think Haley and I, we're talking about it. I told Haley I really want to see them.
Right.
But it's like on a Wednesday night, too, so it's kind of difficult. Not only that, Haley has work, too. Mm-hmm. And then this is when we usually, like today, we are right now, we're filming this, recording this
Tuesday,
podcast.
Probably.
But yeah, so they're coming up already. And they are like just finishing up their Asia part of the tour.
Mm-hmm.
The crazy part is in Malaysia, right? You said?
Yeah. I saw like this video. One of the fans that was attending their tour in Malaysia, she had posted, before the concert had even started, there was like an announcement. And the announcement was basically saying, like, if you have bought Epic High's light stick.
Yes, the middle finger, the Mickey Mouse middle finger. Lightstick.
You are not allowed to use it. You're not allowed to take photos of it. You are not allowed to take pictures of it inside the venue and post it on social media. And you cannot at all use it during the concert.
That is the stupidest fucking shit I've ever heard.
Is it though? Because like...
I know it's illegal. Like, I don't know. Like, it's not illegal.
It's not illegal, but then... Because I was reading into it, and like, of course, like the fans were kind of annoyed and stuff. Because like, this lightstick is probably like $70.
I bought this shit, and I'm going to wave it, and I want to have a great time at the concert.
Exactly. But then people were saying like, "Oh, Malaysia is super strict," and then like, they don't want to set a bad like standard or whatever.
That's the stupidest thing. Every other country will be holding their middle fingers up, and then you won't be.
Yeah, exactly.
And it kind of makes you look stupid.
I don't know. Like, people were like, it's too offensive, it's rude.
People
and stuff
are
like that.
so soft and like trying to find excuses for it. It doesn't matter if you bought it an Epic High. If you're an Epic High fan, you're going to be one of those people anyways.
Yeah, exactly.
You're gonna be offensive.
Of course, all the fans, they don't care. But then I think it was just like in general, Malaysia didn't want to be part of that.
Malaysia, guess what? Korea probably has it. Japan. I don't know where wherever else. Like,
everywhere else, we're
going to proudly, everywhere around the world, we're holding middle fingers up. Even if it's not the light stick. Literally my hand.
Uh-huh.
Like, you think it's offensive? Middle finger means, you know, F you in every language.
Yes, exactly.
So it doesn't matter. It's like it's like numbers. It's like a freaking, everyone knows what numbers are.
Right.
Right? It's a universal, like, character language.
You
I
know
guess.
What's interesting though? Like, I think it's in Australia and I think Europe or Britain or something. You know, the peace sign, but then not with when you turn the back of your hand, that's also fuck you.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
But then it's just like people don't really think about
it. Because it's like deuces,
that.
Like
yeah,
fuck
exactly.
off, like peace, whatever.
But it's like people do that all the time anyway, not even thinking that it's offensive.
This is still stupid though, because it's a private, it's like an event.
Right.
Happening for the specific artist. This is the artist's merchandise product.
Yeah, they should have been like, okay, you guys can use it, but don't post it.
Like that, yeah, that's the stupidest thing. Like, oh man.
I bought it.
What a fail.
Yeah.
Fail on Malaysia's end right there. That's dumb. You'll see plenty of middle fingers up and pictures everywhere else in the world for Epic High, of course. Let's see. It's Music Bank Fest.
Mm-hmm.
Of course. Music Bank Fest is going to have their festival in Japan, and they have one of the fucking craziest lineups I've seen, like, in recent memory. I don't know, but
maybe.
when it happens, it's gonna be crazy.
We won't get any freaking like media coverage because it's Japan.
Yeah, we won't see shit. We won't know anything. Oh, but it's a festival, so people will
Maybe.
Just post videos.
Yeah.
That's all we'll have are like fan cams. Here's the lineup. Brace yourselves. Stray Kids, ATEEZ, TXT, ITZY, Stacey, To Us, Islet, New Jeans.
Wow, they're together.
Holy shit. That's a good point, too. I didn't even think about
they're
that.
They're together and they're not in the Grammy Museum together? Like, what the hell?
I don't understand anything that's going on.
Yeah.
It blows my mind, though, that Islet and New Jeans are together now that I kind of digesting this information for the past 5 seconds. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, shit, like... I mean, even Stray Kids obviously is headlining, right?
Right, of course.
Then they're going to hang out with their BFFs,
Stray
ATEEZ.
Kids or TXT?
ATEEZ is going to be hanging out with their BFFs, Stray Kids, mm-hmm. and it's just going to be crazy. It's nice to see Stacey in this.
Yeah.
They might be like the smallest group amongst all of these, right?
They are.
And that's pretty cool. Like, they're going to just have a great time. So, super happy for them. And I'm not super happy for everyone not in Japan. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let's see. Let's talk about Lollapalooza now really quick. Stray Kids and IVE.
Yes.
They performed.
They did. Stray Kids headlined, of course.
Lollapalooza is, of course, one of the biggest music festivals in the East Coast over a span of a few days. And,
they've
you know,
only
a lot of
recently been doing K-pop.
Yeah, there's a lot of music, like mm-hmm. all kinds. And you're right. Like, Stray Kids and IVE being added is like awesome because very recent, like in the past couple years, only have they been adding.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about, you're like, what?
New Jeans did Lollapalooza.
I know, but I'm talking about right like for
no,
this
but
event,
I mean, yeah,
I'm going
right,
to talk
right.
about, mm-hmm. like, I'm just trying to say only like a couple years ago when New
right,
Jeans was
yeah.
there.
Were they the first? No. J-Hope was the first.
Yeah, he was. Mm-hmm. That's true.
And then he left. And then New Jeans.
Okay, go ahead.
No, go.
What? You go.
What do you mean?
Well, okay, I guess I'll talk then. I've performed.
Mm-hmm. Did
they
you watch
did.
It?
I saw a lot of clips on social media,
mm-hmm.
and they were making sure that everyone was understood and knew that they were singing like with their actual vocals, because
mm-hmm.
they didn't want to pull, I mean, I'm a Fear Not, all right, but I'm gonna pull it, I'm gonna say they didn't want to pull a Le Sserafim,
right.
So they did a really good job vocally. Everyone, like, they were going hard, they were going crazy. Even like Wonyoung was like going, like, making sure everyone heard her singing Baddie, like in her like kind of like her power voice,
mm-hmm.
kind of thing. Okay, go ahead. Stray Kids, Haley.
What?
No, talk about it. You're Stray Kids.
Oh,
you watched the stuff.
Yeah, I watched the whole thing, actually. But what was stupid is that, because it was streaming on Hulu for the US, but everywhere else you could watch it on the Stray Kids YouTube channel, but not the US.
Yeah, because the rights
so
were bought for
fucking
Lollapalooza by Hulu.
Yeah,
because,
but that's stupid because like everyone
sucks.
Has to pay for it in the US because Hulu's not fucking free. But then you get to watch it for free in another country on their YouTube
yeah,
channel.
Yeah, welcome to America and capitalism.
Bullshit. And then because we don't have fucking Hulu, I guess, or whatever channel that was on Hulu. Because
like Hulu has like five,
different
three different
tiers.
Types of... Yeah, it's fucking bullshit.
But anyway, some nice days, they streamed it live from their Hulu account, and I got to watch the whole thing. It was like an hour, almost 2 hours, actually, and it was amazing. And they were fucking crazy, as always, because I feel like whenever they do festivals, they just go crazy. Like, they just don't give a fuck. And Felix was
damn,
probably
we're cussing a lot today.
Half naked.
We're like pirates. And
I'm
yeah.
I'm always cussing. What are you talking about?
At home, but this one is usually, this is kind
I
of,
I mean,
even I notice I'm cussing a lot. So I apologize to
no,
anyone.
The people know that I cuss a lot. But also, yeah, Felix basically like stripped on stage. When they were doing Charmer, they, because you know, they lift.
This was not a wardrobe malfunction.
It
no
wasn't.
Way.
He did it on purpose.
That was not.
Because what happened was Felix was basically wearing this white denim vest that buttons up. But and then, you know, for Charmer, when I and Felix and Bang Chan, they all lift their shirts up to show their abs at a certain point of the song. But Felix decided to just unbutton the whole fucking vest and then just was like taking it off during that part, and Han's face was like, what the fuck is going on? Because like he was basically just,
he's Chippendales, he was a stripper on stage for real.
I was like, wow, Felix,
what a show for all to say.
He was so excited, honestly. He just did not give a fuck.
That he is showing the definition of thunder down under.
Yeah,
good job, Felix.
I love it. And then, like, obviously, like, their set was amazing. They, like, put a lot of energy. They were throwing water into the crowd and just going crazy with Stay. Of course, they always enjoy it. And then, like, after the whole Lollapalooza, they were posting on Bubble and they're like, oh my god, like, I love you guys and we miss you and stuff like that. I feel like they really have a good time performing in the U.S. compared to Korea.
I feel like every group does, because you could get unhinged, unleashed, like, yeah. It doesn't effing matter.
They go wild, honestly. If you want to check it out, there are a lot of videos that are up on YouTube. Some of them got taken down, so you just have to, like,
watch it right away. You just have to constantly just find them and watch.
I think the one that I watched, it's unlisted, actually. But if you
want... Yeah, if you have the link. If you have the link.
If you guys want to watch it, I have the link. So just message us on Permission to Stand. If you weren't able to watch it, I have the link for that one.
At Permission to Stand Podcast on Instagram, yes. Specifically Haley.
Only. Okay. Yes, moving on.
Moving on. Well, guess what? It's time to take a water break, a bathroom break, whatever you need to do right now. Stay hydrated. Stay empty out the tank. And don't forget to follow, subscribe, hit that notification bell to the Permission to Stand podcast, where we are available pretty much on all podcast streaming platforms, or at least like 95% of them. And Haley, where else can they check us out? What can they do?
Find us on Instagram, Permission to Stand podcast, and send us a DM there if you want to contact us.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yes, and let's continue, because we have plenty to talk about. Blackpink, let's talk about Blackpink, because I miss them so much. And it was so nice to see. I didn't catch the live. And I did.
Rewatch it.
A little glimpse of it. No, because I got the notification, but I was like in the middle of like a really big review, and I kind of forgot about it after. But you can rewatch it on Weverse. Of course, Blackpink lives on Weverse right now currently. And they did have their 8th anniversary live with all the members. It was really cute and really, it was really nice. I only saw clips and pictures. I didn't see the whole thing. It was super fun and super cool to actually see all of them together, because they've all been so busy and doing stuff separately. I'll get more to that in a bit. But 8 years. Mm-hmm. It sucks because I forgot about that one thing about that special for Blinks. To like, I think they've picked 88 people to go have like dinner or something with like Blackpink. I don't fucking know.
So props.
I would have flew to Korea like if that happened. Well, yeah. Props to any of the Blinks that if any of you guys are even listening that are going and won. That's awesome. Yeah, because they really announced like the winners and everything on Weverse. So that's super cool. I'm super jealous. While we're talking about jealousy, Jennie finally posted something on her Instagram. It's been a long time. Mm-hmm. I think she's been in the dark for like almost like nearly a month. Mm-hmm. Has been leaving us on salt flats. We're like dying in the desert, needing water. And then she finally hydrated us. But she hydrated us with a post with what seems like her new boo, her new boo thing.
I mean, this is just rumors. I mean, this is just like...
This is definitely can't be fucking rumor. This seems real. Literally, her IG story is with she's taking selfies with the Odd Atelier, which is her solo company kind of thing. Her creative director of that, his name is Jamin. Mm-hmm. I think they're definitely dating. They like
had fucking
both. It doesn't matter. either way, he's one of the luckiest men in the world. Because. They like posted selfies, and they were like wearing matching Disney spirit jerseys when they went to Disney together.
To be honest, she posts him a lot, and then whenever she does, she always has like a sweet caption and a lot of hearts, and then he reposts it with hearts as well. So it's like,
Well, yeah, it's even more obvious now. And then like, you know, like she even put in one of them in English, party date every day.
Yeah.
So,
and there was like another one that like translated to like sweet memories with blah blah blah, and I was like, oh, okay.
And I, you know what, it's fine. I've,
yeah, it's fine, of course.
Well, you're not, well, I'm gonna say why, Haley. Mm-hmm. I know it's fine, of course. We're not like in, we're not psychopathic saysongs, whatever the f, yeah, they're called. We are Delulu sometimes, but we keep it real.
Right.
What I was going to say, though, is I like the fact that he's not, like, some super duper, like, supermodel handsome, like, guy. He's, like, kind of like a normal guy.
Right.
So I appreciate that. That's cool. I like that.
He's not butt ugly or anything.
Did I say he's butt ugly?
I don't know.
Did I say that?
He's not a supermodel.
Well, it doesn't mean you're butt ugly. Like, yes. I'm pretty sure there's a lot of people that are not average. Supermodels. That not even super, like, not even average. Like, there's a lot of good-looking non-supermodel people. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying because of the type of person Jenny is, you know, because we hold her to such a high standard of, like, she's like a global icon. And it's cool to see that she's just, you know, with, like, kind of like an average Joe person, which is awesome.
Average Joe, nothing. Nothing. I mean, he's part of the company, though, so he's rich, too.
Well, he is now. Yeah, I don't know. Now. Like, he's probably been helping out Jenny and doing stuff, like, behind the scenes even before this and just supporting her in his own way. But either way, like, he got in.
Right.
It worked, whatever long game or strategy he played. So there you go. Rosie has also been posting stuff. And it looks like she's, like, I don't know. Like, that one's a little more subtle. Like, she hangs out a lot with the YSL, like, one of, like, the director or, like, photographers or, like, person. Mm. They're always together and they're posting pictures together a lot. So that was interesting. Jisoo was with, I forgot his name. I think it was like another actor, like hanging out with him. Like they were caught in like a movie theater, like watching a film. Mm-hmm. It was not even caught. They were like, literally everyone knew that it was them. Like, and of course we know Lisa's been on vacation and she was like out in like Europe. And of course there's always like her with, her billionaire boyfriend. And yeah, I mean, there you go. Like, it's cool to see that all the Blackpink members, like, you know, they have their own individual lives, but they come together to like warm our Blink hearts together. And yeah, let's move on. The ice acts are going on.
Yes.
You want to tell the people what that is?
Ice acts. I mean, don't you want to tell them what it is? Do you know what it stands for? Because I don't.
How about you look that up? Because I used to know. I don't remember. So ice acts are kind of like the newer K-pop groups usually go to them within the past like few years of like debut. And it's kind of like the Olympics of K-pop idols, like the younger K-pop idols, of course.
Yeah, so it stands for Idol Star Athletics Championships.
I keep forgetting that. Idol Star. Yes. So yeah, that's been going on. A lot of stuff going on. Apparently it streams on Viki, so you could check that out whenever the heck that is up there.
I think next month.
Seeing clips here and there on my Instagram, it's kind of cool seeing, because it's kind of like you get it's a lot of cool multi-stan moments.
Yeah,
right?
A lot of it is just coming from the fans.
I have
all of these videos.
These
are
all
from
fan
the fans.
Cams currently, right? Do you want to talk about Boy Next Door? Because they were there.
Yeah, okay.
But they were late.
Yeah, so they were 5 hours late.
Oh, damn. I thought it was four, but 5 hours late. Woo! Did they say why or what the hell is going on?
They didn't say why, but they basically showed up. It was only Ryu, Taesan, Songho, and Jaehyun. I don't know why the other two weren't there. Maybe because Lihan is still
recovering probably.
But
yeah,
I don't know
sense.
Why Una wasn't there. Because I'm like, there's no age limit.
Because Una's crazy. That's why. They wanted to. You have to keep that man on a leash because he's nuts.
But basically, so Wonder was there early, basically to wait for them and like go into the audience, and they have like their own little section for each idol group.
Yeah, it's kind of
so
it's pretty
the
cool.
Idols
yeah,
can
yeah.
go and find their fan.
So like, they know exactly where you are and to like give you attention and whatever. It's cool how they divide this the stadium up by like by fandoms.
Fan groups, yeah. But then the thing is like they were waiting there. And they're all like, where the fuck are Boy Next Door? It's been like 5 hours.
Five hours later.
And then Wondor was saying that, like, where are they? They're posting on Weverse. They're like doing Weverse updates and like posting photos and stuff. And like, I think Jaehyun posted a photo and he was like getting his makeup or shit done. And they're like, what the fuck? They never even said why they were late. They just waltzed
getting
in
their
there.
Makeup done.
They just waltzed in there 5 hours later. They probably like missed all the other freaking sporting events. They only showed up there for archery. They fucking lost because
they
lost suck.
So they lost so bad. They are not good at any of this.
The funny thing is like they were so cute because like they look so professional when they were holding like the bow and arrow, and you're like, oh my god, they're gonna score. And then Jaehyun did it, and he scored zero. And then Songho got up, and he looked so freaking cool. And then he did it, and he scored two. And I think they were playing with ZB1 because ZB1 was sitting behind them, and they were like laughing and clapping. And the way that they were like cheering Boy Next Door on was like they scored fucking 10 points, but then he didn't score anything. But they're just being super
they're all BFFs.
Supportive.
This
is so cute.
This relationship is like Stray Kids 80s.
Right, yeah. And
the
then,
ZB1 and Boy Next Door relationship.
Because we all know that Hanbin and Jaehyun, because they MC together for...
Yeah, they're host bros.
They're hosts. And then they were there together. But then the funny thing is Hanbin was wearing like those slogans that you hold up for, like, the fans hold up of the faces of their idol. But he had one of Jaehyun, and it was attached to his uniform.
That was funny as fuck. Maybe it was not even attached, you know, because, like, the slogans, like, they put it as a towel.
Well, he
that's, like, tucked into
the
pants.
Yeah. Yes. So that was so funny how he had that. But also, they were just terrible at archery.
I just remember them apologizing
they
and bowing the
bowing.
Whole time to
So when they
fans.
Got there, they looked for one door. They bowed and were like apologizing for being late. And then when they lost the archery contest, they were bowing again. But honestly, I feel like they had a lot of fun. They were like with 2US and ZB1 and just like fucking around.
Yeah,
because
they all just came back from a field trip together.
Yes.
From KCON. Everyone had a great time. I mean, even like 2US was like at Disney California Adventure and Disneyland.
Right.
They were posting so many photos, like, on their official accounts.
Yeah, so
like,
they had a good time. I mean, like, ISAC is pretty fun to watch, especially if, like, your groups are there.
Easily.
And then, like...
Unless... Oh, go ahead.
Oh,
I thought that was my segue, but go for it. Go. What were you going to say? You were going
to
say something.
I was like, our Boy Next Door trying to get themselves freaking banned? Because why were they 5 hours late, honestly?
They're trying to pull a BTS. I mean,
they
are under hype.
They don't want to. I mean, 2US was there, too, so... But they were behaved.
Well, of course. Mm-hmm. Who was banned? It was BTS, right?
Yeah.
Yep. Anyways, yeah. If you didn't know that, yeah, BTS is banned from ISAC. You want to look it up?
They were, like, taking selfies and
they're
shit.
Doing,
and they were
just,
doing
they
it on purpose.
They didn't give a F.
They're like,
Same with Stray Kids, to be honest. I remember the last time they were in, Hyunjin didn't give a fuck.
They were taking
Was that a couple
too.
Years ago?
Yeah.
That's insane.
See,
that they were still there.
Now they're too big now.
But it's crazy that they were even there the 2 years ago or whatever, because they were really
like
huge
years,
by then.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was like pretty wild that they were there. Let's see. Oh, let's talk about Ensers and NMIX, because at ISAC, NMIX was there. Like I said, there was like a lot of groups. NMIX was there, but guess what? Sully Yoon had to issue an apology to her fans for ISAC, because a lot of fans, quote unquote, I'm going to say fans, quote unquote fans, because you guys are dumb for complaining, like. But they were complaining that she was talking, hanging out with male idols.
Yeah, ex-binary heroes, which they're the same
fucking
label.
They're
mate.
The same label.
Yeah. Like, hello. They're most likely friends and see each other and talk to each other all the time.
Like, oh my god. Like, the amount of Delulu. This is Saesung or Sausalito. Sausalito. I don't freaking know.
But yeah, they... requested. I mean, she ended up apologizing and writing this letter.
Yeah, that's the sad part that it has to happen.
Why? And she's like, "I'm sorry. I'm going to pay more attention to answers."
Yeah,
next time.
I mean, like, because I don't know. We weren't there. We didn't watch it.
Right.
We don't know, like, if she like just completely ignored. That would suck if she completely ignored answers.
Yeah.
But if she came by, said hi every now and then, but then was just like on the field after she said hi.
Oh, was she hanging out
with
them?
And just hang out
with
the guy. Yeah, that's the question. But then, like, I feel like she would be hanging out with the members too.
But Lily was with her too. Because Lily was getting blasted.
So, like, I don't freaking know. I think everyone's just jealous. Mm. And, you know, the Lulu in, like, the hardcore Delulu that can't get through their head that they're being crazy is the ones that got to her.
Yeah, because I'm sure if they were interacting with female idols, nothing would be said.
Yeah, which they did. I'm pretty sure. Because I saw, like, Islet running around with, like, other female idols and everything. So it really just, it sucks. But Haewon did not get in trouble because she was a host. She was one of the announcers and hosts for ISAC this year.
Wasn't Dubu before?
That's why. It's cool because Dahyun from Twice was, like, another year, like, was the same thing. I think a host maybe a few years ago too.
It's been ages ago, actually.
It's not super old.
Really?
It's like a few, like, because it was
ago?
It was after Twice. Twice was not even there. She was just
no,
there
she
as
was
a guest host, like solo. But It was pretty interesting and pretty cool because it's like another JYP idol, like female, and everyone loves Haewon too. And she's almost like Dubu, where it's like, I feel like not just because she's super pale and white and looks like tofu also, but also like I think the way that they hold themselves up, they have a certain demeanor, like professional, but you can't help but like love them because of their charisma and they're funny, right?
Yeah,
they have a good sense of humor and. In general, I mean, like, we'll move on from ISAC now, but we'll talk about Haewon more because she, like, to kind of compare it, she was on, I guess, this weather broadcast on JTBC News, and she was actually a guest weathercaster. So she did, like, the stuff for, like, one of the meteorologists, and people were commenting, like, she was really good and professional, and just, she was so comfortable and was able to perform well. Like, it seems like Haewon, like, not only is, like, the NMIX leader, like, the leader of the group, but, like, she has, like, really good capabilities, like, in terms of just, like, socializing and all these kind of things. Because, like, I remember she has that show, too, where she does, like, part-timer jobs. And everyone loves that, too. So she's just, like, a great, like, people person, it seems like. Everyone just likes her charisma and, like, attitude. So there you go. I'm sure one of our friends who's a huge Haewon bias enjoyed that segment. Let's talk about Jay Park really quick, because this man has a new light stick, and it's not what you would expect.
No, I thought it was going to be like something.
Instead of middle finger, like the middle finger light stick, like you think it would be boobies or panties.
Something.
Yeah. Right? Like panties, boobies, right. I don't know, like a dildo or something. No, it's not. God. It was the cutest light stick ever. It was like a little... like
pink rabbit.
It looks like Cookie, like you know, BT21 Jungkook's Cookie, like a little one sitting down in the middle, angry, and then in the middle of the light stick, so it's like pink, and then surrounding the light stick itself, like you know, the actual bubble part,
right,
like the clear part, like, is like a Haley said, is like a it's garlic, a
clove of garlic.
That's so cool and cute.
Garlic bowl.
What the heck? A cute pink bunny that's angry inside a garlic clove. What a cute ass and unique light stick.
Yeah, for real.
Good job, Jay Park.
I was not expecting that from him.
But there's a reason why you said, right?
For the garlic, because I was
to make some sense of the garlic.
So basically, he takes garlic shots every morning or every day with honey for his health.
I don't, like I told Haley, I'm like, that's cool. But at the same time, I'm like, garlic every day, like garlic shots. I don't know if that's good, like, because it's a blood thinner.
Yeah.
This guy is like thinning his blood. If he gets cut, he's going to bleed out. He scrapes his knees, he's going to bleed immensely. Aside from that, I guess, I mean, it's like tiny aspirins, I guess. But at the same time, it's like, you know, you just got to be careful.
Baby aspirins.
Yeah, baby aspirins. But what about the Jungkookie in the middle? Like, is he a fan of Jungkook? Like, what the hell is...
I don't know, because we're not huge J-Park, like, fans or anything like that. But maybe he's a rabbit. He is a rabbit. A bunny, if that works out.
I don't know. Okay, well,
we should ask
someone should know.
She's a huge Jay Park fan.
Well, we know about the garlic at least. Let's talk about G Idol really quick. So G Idol, Soyeon got kind of in a little bit of trouble because, as everyone knows, Soyeon is the leader of G Idol. G Idol's been going crazy and viral for like a lot of their performances, like Klaxon, and you know, just because of their outfits, and it's very provocative, their dances, and like how much skin they show. So guys and simps around the world do appreciate it. But at the same time, Cube didn't appreciate it when during part of their Seoul show for their world tour, like I think Soyeon like has some like a segment where she kind of like, I guess it's like just like raps, like freestyles or something. And she said something about in the lyrics saying like the November contract and who can stop me is what she said. And a lot of people caught off guard, including Cube and fans. People are speculating like, oh, like what's going on? Like, is there bad blood, or is like, are they going to not sign the contract to extend? And then Cube got like scared. So they had to tell everyone and clarify like, oh, their contract period is not set till like next year. So it's like the agency kind of got mad and concerned over it because like, you know, could cause like potential harm. So, because it was unapproved. She just said it, right? And then she made an apology. Soyeon had to tell everyone, like, you know, she's been working with Cube. You know, she's like one of the main producers too, like for 10 years. Like, there's no negative feelings towards like the company and like, or the, like, she just hates that like it got misinterpreted. It sucks.
Why
like,
did she even say it?
I don't know, to be honest. That's what I was trying to look for. I don't know like exactly what I mean, because that's so specific, right? Right. November contract end.
Right.
Like, that's super duper specific. But yeah, she was just, you know, had to do the full general apology to the company and just had to tell everyone not to worry. Like, sorry that everyone felt uncomfortable. And like, she just apologized to Neverland, right? The fandom for G Idol. Mm-hmm. And she said, I'm always sorry. Thank you. And I love you. That's mm-hmm. it. But yeah, I'm like, in my head, I'm like, I wonder why she said that. Like, yeah. What does that mean? Mm-hmm. Could be something behind it. But of course, you know, to the public eye, you have to fix it and repair it and, right. You know, make it. Nothing, technically. Let's see. ZB1 here is the next part, Haley.
Yeah, so I have a little bit for ZB1. Their fourth mini album is going to be releasing on August 26th, but they put out a concept teaser film recently, and I watched it, and I was like, wow, their concept is so, like, dark and mysterious. And is, like, everyone going for this horror film kind
of vibe? It feels like everyone goes with the same type of, like, theme every time there's, like, comebacks.
It's like, I don't know if this is, like, coincidence or, like...
No, there has... No. This cat, they're all like, okay, this cannot be a coincidence anymore. Like, it all, like, matches.
Yeah, because, like, Stray Kids just released Jam, and they have, like, kind of, like, those horror vibes. And then ZB1... And then, I mean, and Hypen always does.
Yeah,
though,
I mean,
because they're vampires. But then at the same time, I'm like, wow, okay. So like their whole concept film, it's called Cinema Paradise.
Can I talk about something really quick? Mm-hmm. Just because we're talking about the themes. Mm-hmm. Like I'm off the top of my head recently, like within the past few months, ZB1, mm-hmm. Cowboys, yeah. 80s, Cowboys. Like what the hell? Like
right.
Something. It's like it can't be a full coincidence. Mm-mm. There's like... There's
someone else that did Cowboys.
See, exactly. So it's like there's a specific... There's probably like they talk amongst other like all the companies like theme-wise. There has to be something.
It's so weird. Because that's so... Because it happens a lot.
Because like work, right?
Yeah.
Gotta work. Yeah. There was Cowboy stuff, mm-hmm. obviously, like in Palm Springs.
Right.
And then ZB1's song.
With Ricky, Feel the Pop.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So there you go. It can be coincidence.
Yeah. So basically like the whole... it's called Cinema Paradise and... Matthew is the one narrating it because he's our English speaker.
Because he's the Riz King. Or is it Riz Master?
No, it's Riz King.
Riz King Matthew. That's how they introduced him at KCON.
Oh, that's how he introduced himself.
You're right. Self-introduction at KCON.
But yeah, it has like horror film vibes. I can't tell if they're like monsters or vampires and stuff, but then it seems very dark and mysterious. I don't know if the whole album is going to have this concept, but maybe not, because like they did release another like poster afterwards, because Yura Yura was the Japanese song and it was like very like anime sounding. So that's going to be on this album too, but the Korean version. So I'm like, I don't know where they're going with this concept film, so I'm interested. I mean, like, if they do the horror, I really like it, though. They look so cool. They're, like, monsters, and Ricky looks like a hot vampire already anyway, but...
Yeah, Ricky is a hot anything.
Right, yeah. Also, Studio Choom, they also released KCON LA for the connecting stage for ZB1. I hope they're going to do this for every single group.
Oh, interesting.
They only have ZB1 up right now.
Slowly. Hopefully they like slowly one at a time, because it makes sense, right? You don't want to release everything all at once.
That's true. But I was like, yay, because we didn't get to see it because we were waiting for their actual like KCON stage. Because they were everywhere that day and you had to really pick and choose where you're going to stand. But yeah, so it was cool to see because they released the whole performance that they did at connecting stage for KCON. And it was basically one of those random dance plays. They were split into two teams. The thing that really impressed me, because I did watch Boy Next Door's one that they had for Japan, because Studio Choom also released that. But for Boy Next Door, like, they didn't know every single song. Like, and then sometimes they had to improvise because they didn't know the dance that came up for the song that was played. But ZB1 knew every single fucking song. I was like, what the fuck? They're like dance machines. Like, each member, like, they were split into two groups, but then they would go up one at a time, and like I think at least over 20 songs were played, and they knew everything. Yes, exactly.
I mean, that's pretty impressive, actually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I don't know if it was actually random or they knew what songs were going to come out, because Hanbin did one specifically for Tutting, and he's really really good at Tutting, and they did a song with Tutting in it. So I was like, is this actually random, or did they plan this already? Uh-oh. Yeah, I was like, how do they know all these songs? But yeah, I mean, they're really, really good, like, dance-wise anyway, and they're very versatile, so maybe it's both.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You have your boy next door next.
Do I?
Yeah, because we have, like, we're ready, we're, woo! So this might be a longer episode than, well, I feel like every episode has been longer these days. But go ahead.
Well, talk about Boy Next Door already with the ISAC. So moving,
you have plenty more than that, though.
No, I don't. It's not that much. Boy Next Door was on LA. Oh no, when they were in LA, they did that karaoke e-trike. If you guys haven't checked it out, just check it out on Instagram. She goes around LA. It's mainly like in the Beverly Hills area. And she gets random people, but also celebrities. She did Rise recently as well. And then they basically, she like interviews them for a little bit. And then she rides around on an e-trike with two members on the back of it. And they sing karaoke. So it's basically like carpool karaoke, like, but it's on an e-trike.
One of the first times I've seen it. And I was like, what the hell?
Really? I thought I sent you Rise's one because Anton was singing.
I didn't realize, like, it's just like on a street, like random neighborhood mm-hmm. streets in Beverly Hills.
Yeah, so she did one with Boy Next Door. It was really cool. She asked the members like what their favorite songs were at that moment, and Taesan said My Chemical Romance, Black Parade, and like she posted on her stories like Taesan singing that, which was really, really cool.
That's pretty awesome. Yeah, I didn't expect that.
No, I was like, wow, this is so cool. But it was Taesan and Una were the ones that were doing the e-trike karaoke, the ones that on the back of her bike. My God, I can't fucking talk. Also, moving on, I think like I covered.
No, you
a
have
lot
like a
this.
Vlog, BND vlog.
Yeah,
they
but
went
I
to
covered
gacha
most
store.
Of this already. Okay. I'm just trying to go through my notes. So I also watched because they have for Boy Next Door they have these videos where they do vlogs. It's called like Camcore Door. They did one recently when they were in Japan promoting for their Japanese single or like album. This vlog was with Ryu, Jaehyun, and Una, and it was funny because, like, I mean, they're pretty popular already, but I guess not everyone knows them in Japan yet, but they were going around and asking strangers on the street, like, do you know Boy Next Door? And, like, some of them, like, they didn't know who they were, but then, like, a lot of the young kids, of course, they knew, and they were like, oh my god, like, I feel so famous. But it kind of reminded me of BTS before, when they always go,
in
like,
Hollywood.
Yeah, and they're like, do you know BTS? Do you know BTS? But then, like, now it's Boy Next Door. Like, we're in that generation now where, and then I feel like they could get really popular too, so I'm just waiting for that to not happen anytime soon. Also, it was pretty cool because they went to a gacha store, of course, in Japan. Those are everywhere, like on every street corner.
Yes, they could be, but guess what? Some people might not know what you're talking about, Haley. So gacha stores
are
like...
Yeah, why don't you tell them?
I am. Gachapon stores are gacha, like kind of short for gachapon. Mm-hmm. And gachas in general, there's like even just video games about it. But in general, it's just kind of like a random pool. Almost just like, you know, when you put... You know, the toy vending machines that we have when we're like... kids, where you put in a couple quarters, you wind the thing up and a random toy comes out,
right?
So that's gachapon, like capsule toys in Japan, and they're on a total different level.
They're
because
super popular.
There's so many types and kinds, from like, yeah, there's K-pop ones, but for all kinds of anime, there's mini ones of like miniature foods, random animals with like Jay Leno chins.
There's just anything
for like anything you can think of.
They even have like gachapon of vending machines, or like
of the vending machines for like the for the drinks.
I'm like, wow, this is so cool.
There's literally whatever you
anything
think
you
of
think of,
they have it.
They have it for there's, like nails.
There's freaking bread croissants of like sea creatures, like
yeah,
sharks,
anything and there's, everything.
It's amazing. So if you haven't
you can
even
spend hours, and they have like
easily
huge
you'll
ones
get,
in Japan.
You'll get lost in Japan. Like
there's like a whole floor, and it's just all gacha machines.
The one in Sunshine City.
2 hours or more looking through every single one.
It's so interesting because there's so many kinds. Like you would never think of some of the crazy shit that they have.
I remember there was one that had school desks and like a little like notepad and pen. I'm like, what the fuck?
There's one that's like mini because they're all, you know, these are all mini versions because they fit in capsules, like
right.
Like
they're tiny,
the size of your palm,
like a quarter,
and then like probably. Freaking There's even ones that are like the thermometer that people were using, you know, during COVID, that like to use on your hands or forehead on your skin.
Yeah.
It's like the randomest shit ever. And of course, there's like a lot of anime, like Pokemon, and all this like cool stuff. We're talking about like all kinds of anime series, especially because it's in Japan. So
right.
That's pretty awesome that they went.
Yeah, so they saw a gacha machine with TXT. And because, of course, we know they're going from Hive.
Yes.
They got super excited. They're like, oh my god, we have to pull them. And then they all wanted Yeonjun. So I think that Yeonjun is their bias.
Yeonjun biases.
But then, like, they pulled. And then they ended up getting 2 Subin, Taehyun, Bomgyu. And then they ended up pulling Yeonjun eventually, but they're like, damn, we didn't get any Hyunkai. And it's like, they can't like not complete the set. And then Una was like, oh my god, we have to pull it, we have to keep pulling. And that's just like so relatable, because like if you don't get the one that you want, you want to keep
going. Yeah.
So like then luckily the next one that they pulled, it was Hyunkai.
Also just like one double, that's not bad.
Yeah, I know. I was like, wow. And then they were like little acrylic chibi stands off the TXT
they had
members
this...
anime.
Did they have this? No, it's not. Like they had something
BTS.
At KCON. KCON.
No. Oh yeah.
KCON,
I don't think they
KCON they had TXT, but it was they had TXT and I forgot the other group. But they had the gachas also, but they were coasters, like for your drinks.
Yeah, these ones are like little acrylic stands for them. But then I was just like thinking about, that's like how we are when we go to those gacha things. But thankfully, like sometimes when you go to Japan and the store does sell them in a set already, which is nice, because I ended up buying the set instead of having to like luck out and like pull doubles, then you can just buy the whole set instead, which
yes.
they probably
Thank
should have
God
done, but
they do that.
I mean, they wanted the joy of pulling, I guess. Also, oh yeah, Jaehyun also wanted, there was like one for aquariums, like fish and underwater creatures. And then because we all know Lee-han loves fish and aquariums, he was like, I want to get this for Lee-han. But then he ended up pulling like some one of those like cute looking elephant octopuses, and he's like, dang it. But he only did one pull, and he's like, okay, that's it, I guess.
I like the elephant octopuses.
I know,
they're
but
cute.
He wanted to get a fish for him. But yeah, that's it for Boy Next Door.
All right, let me talk about New Jeans. I specifically put New Jeans last because I wanted to give Haley a break, because she's gonna be talking a lot for Stray Kids and BTS after this. And New Jeans performed recently at one of the Seoul World Cup Stadium's halftime shows. It was, I guess, Munich versus Tottenham. I don't watch any football or know much about, or I guess, soccer here in America. I can't really tell you what else like about it. All I know is they did each kick the ball. I think Minji has some good form. Danielle, too. They're pretty good. Is it like opening kicks? I don't know if there's opening kicks. Like, there's an opening pitch in baseball, so... but the thing is, they performed 4 songs. It was pretty awesome. And they were like dressed in really cool, cute like jerseys. Like I feel like they've been matching the jerseys like colors to each member now. Because I feel like in the beginning when New Jeans, like for the first year, it was kind of like all the colors were kind of mixed up-ish. We didn't really know who represented which. But it's like so like it's been matching more recently. Like Haerin is green. Mm-hmm. Danny is yellow. Hani is pink. Hane is purple and Minji's blue. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what like their primary colors are now. Mm-hmm. Like it seems like it hasn't been mixed around and stuff. Cause sometimes it's like weirdly mixed. Cause like even like the light stick is weird. There's like orange.
Oh,
I'm like, I don't even
it's
know.
It's a random color.
Yeah. It's like, so I'm not too sure, but it was interesting that like that now they're finally kind of, it's coming through. Mm-hmm. Like it's like, now they figured it out. I don't know. But all their like custom jerseys for like all their performances have been freaking awesome. It sucks that they're like one of one. You can't get like, they should be selling these because people will buy them.
Oh yeah.
I am one of those people because like it'd be cool to have a baseball or like a soccer jersey like for New Jeans. Like so many people would pay for that. And back to the performances, they performed 4 songs, 2 of which I saw. It was kind of like the same thing that they did here at the Billboard Women Music. They first started off, it's like a kind of like a small like medley blend in the beginning. It was Attention, then it became Hype Boy. Mm-hmm. So it was really cool to see those 2 songs because, you know, those are kind of like their debut songs. Mm-hmm. And it was nice to see it and hear it because it's been a while. And then after that, their 3rd and 4th song, they ended with ETA turning into Super Shy, which is exactly what we saw here. Mm-hmm. And I feel like they do that combo a lot. because they even had, for that song, they had a lot of backup dancers come out. So super cool to see. Super jealous of everyone that got to see them. It was cool because they just looked like they were having a good time. There was one funny part when like they were like doing formations for Super Shy, and Minji was kind of far away, and she like had to gallop and run to her position. That was pretty funny. And like everyone caught it, like all these fan cams from like every angle, because I was watching the performance and I noticed it because it was like wide, right? It was a wide camera, so like you can't really tell if you're not paying attention, but I pay attention to everything. And I was like, oh shit, Minji looks like she's like
running a marathon,
running, like sprinting to like on one part. Like it was really brief, but it was cool because someone actually posted that and made a clip out of it. So maybe I'll repost it after. But yeah, so they were doing that. I even watched like one of the most recent NewJeans vlogs called Jeans Vlogs. They have like so many things for NewJeans. And this one was like so random. It was like I forgot his name. He's like a famous Edvard Munch. He's a famous artist from the 80s. The one that did you should know, The Scream.
Yes.
Everyone knows The Scream, right? It was just interesting they went to see his like I guess he had an art exhibit. So they just followed them around looking at art. They had someone talking about the art. And they're just making small comments, and that was the vlog. It was like 8 minutes long. It was
like
funny.
A normal day.
It was like funny because like everyone's like kind of dressed a little different too, and then Minji looks like the most like mature one and was like asking all these different questions and everything. And then in Haerin too, she was like asking stuff, but like they had like different style outfits, and it was nice because Hani was not wearing her wig, but Hani was wearing the wig for the soccer game.
Why do they keep putting that?
I don't know.
On her?
Hopefully, that is the last time we see that wig. I know some people like it. They think it's cute. I guess it's cute, but it doesn't look. It looks weird the way that it is.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like maybe if it looked more natural, it's crazy to me because I know we talked about it in another episode a long time ago. It still blows my mind too that like people didn't realize it was a wig.
Right.
That shit definitely looked like a wig. I'm a dude. I could, tell that shit does not look real. But yeah, so I think hopefully this is the final end. To
they keep
this,
putting it on her.
I don't know
like,
why.
In some performances I keep seeing, I'm like, why is she...
I don't know.
Back in that thing again.
Also, my Bunny's membership kit finally arrived like a month or 2 months later than even like one of our friends that got it.
That's weird.
Yeah, I don't know why. It's not as nice as the first one. I'm not going to lie, but I'm just glad it came in. Anyways, now you should take another water break, another bathroom break, because yes, it's been a while. So thank you for everyone that's still here tuning in and still getting through this with us. This is the Permission to Sand podcast as Haley yawns, and hopefully you didn't hear that, but if you did, it's pretty funny. Don't forget to hit that notification bell, like, follow, subscribe. Don't forget to give us a rating. 5 stars is always nice, and if you're rating outside of Spotify, because there's no like actual review things, if you're actually leaving a review on like Apple Podcasts where you can actually type stuff, we read all of those. So
do we get a lot on there?
We have a decent amount, and I remember I tell you when we have new ones most of the time.
You have it for a while.
Well, yeah, because by the time we're done with recording this podcast, it's already almost midnight, and the podcast has to get. I have to fucking edit
it. No, I know,
but
like on a random day, maybe.
And then like, when is the day, other days that I go on to that the Apple thing? No, see, like maybe we'll see. But I'm just saying, like, probably won't happen again this week because freaking the episode I'm about to I have to edit and upload will be out like an hour after I freaking do all that. And Haley, tell everyone where they could listen to us or not listen, but check us out, talk to us and whatever.
Find us on Instagram at Permission to Stand Podcast and send us a DM if you want to contact us. Yes. And now it's my turn to fucking talk again.
Woo-hoo!
I'm not.
I'm going to sit back, relax and enjoy the show.
Bitch, you better freaking input into this. Oh my God. This is a lot. Okay.
Here's my input. BTS.
Oh, yay. So, actually, I'm going to start off with some kind of, like, not sad news, but then
it's
just, like...
It's, like, weird.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
It's, like, funny, but not funny.
Yeah.
It's, like, one of those
things. It's, like, serious, but not too serious. I don't know. So, on August 7th...
I mean, you don't have to read his whole thing,
I'm not
right? Like,
going
you could,
to. I'm
when you get to that part, I'm just telling you.
So, basically, what happened is Yoongi was... I guess it's a DUI. He was on an electric scooter and he was drunk and he was safe, okay? Like, he probably didn't want to drive and he's like, okay, I'm going to take this electric scooter and drive home or scoot home or whatever you call it. He's wearing a helmet and he was going home from wherever he was drinking And I guess he was really, really drunk. And when he was parking his scooter, I guess he just fell because he's drunk. And he was just laying there.
And he's on the floor.
On the floor or wherever the hell he was. I don't think it was, like, even on, like, the street or anything like that. Like, nowhere dangerous where, like, cars would hit him or anything. It was, like, in a park. A police officer came and saw him, like, did the whole breathalyzer thing. And, like, he's drunk, obviously. And he got in trouble for it because it's illegal to be riding an e-scooter, I guess.
I think it's illegal here, too.
Okay.
Like, yeah,
it's,
yeah,
like, still considered, because
it's a,
like,
motorized vehicle kind of thing. Right. But, I mean, like, there's different laws, you know, in different countries. But I'm pretty sure it's illegal here, too. You can't drive under the influence, like, motorized scooters,
too. I know, it's dangerous,
too.
Of course. Because, yeah. I mean, people drive that shit on the streets.
Let's rewind back. Isn't this dude supposed to be in military?
No, it was his day off. It was his day off.
Oh, my God. Okay.
His day off. He was, like, drinking, out, having food and stuff like that. So, I guess he was trying to be safe, honestly. Like, he's not going to go drive a car. But it's still illegal to drive a motorized scooter under the influence. So, I think, basically, he's going to get fined and take his license taken away. But, yeah, that's the news. I was like, what the fuck? But, of course, like, this spread everywhere over social media because BTS is huge. And then Yoongi had to issue an apology letter. So he went on Weverse. And basically, I'm not going to read the whole letter. Go on there on Weverse and you can read his apology. But basically, he was saying, like, I'll try and do better. And I'm sorry for, like, my actions kind of thing. Also, Jin is now the global ambassador for Gucci. And also, the show for Jikook?
Well,
are
Jin,
you sure? Will be
it?
Coming out. Today,
what?
August 8th, on Disney
Plus. We'll eventually watch it. But I'm glad that, does that mean Jin will possibly have a collab with Honey? Will they cross paths?
I mean,
outside
company.
Of being from HYBE.
Right.
Gucci
fan. I mean, has he even seen Hain yet?
Oh, Hain has been too busy. I wonder. Oh, man. When are we going to get that? When are we going to get
Maybe
Jin and Hain?
Jin has a comeback and hopefully New Jeans has a comeback at the same time so they can do
dance challenges
together.
Oh, please, God.
Please,
K-pop gods.
Align those stars. Stray Kids. So they were on the show Heat Eaters. If you guys are not familiar with it, it is a YouTube show, and it's by the chef Esther Choi. She's been on, like, a lot of Food Network.
Esther Choi was, like, she's also recently one of the Iron Chefs.
Yes, exactly.
Or
and
was
she
a
Chopped.
Challenger? Was
she
a challenger?
No, she was a challenger. She was on Chopped.
Oh, yeah,
well.
She was a challenger in Iron Chef. The recent ones.
Yes. So she is Korean-American, and she owns a Korean cuisine restaurant, Mok Bar, in New York. I think there's multiple ones now.
She has, yeah.
She's
she has
really,
multiple
really
restaurants.
Well. She's famous, okay, guys? So she's not just some
she's
random...
She's a celebrity chef.
She is a celebrity chef.
It's like the same
chef.
Thing, you know, like Bobby Flay, but
exactly.
This is, like, the new age.
But yeah,
the new era.
She does this show on YouTube, Heat Eaters, and basically she's had, like, a lot of celebrities on there.
She's
K-pop Korean,
idols. Though.
Yeah, she's
I don't know if you did.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I said she's like Korean-American.
Korean-American, yes.
So she speaks Korean fluently. And then, so she even had, like, Ryan Reynolds and Hugh Jackman on there. She's had, like, other K-pop idols and a whole list of celebrities. If you want to go on her channel, it's just called Heat Eaters. But her recent guest was Stray Kids when they were in New York filming their Chick Chick Boom music video. So she had them on her show. And basically, like, her whole show is, like, you go around and eat at restaurants that she recommends. And it's all spicy food, basically. And
ooh,
I think she
rip.
Has a line of, like, hot sauces that she makes
yeah,
and
of course.
Sells, too.
It's just like Roy Choi, you know,
yeah,
like,
yeah,
has
yeah.
his own thing, too.
So we... If you are a stay, you know that Bang Chan sucks. And
this
is
his nightmare.
At spies. He cannot tolerate it whatsoever. And he's very open about that as well. So basically, before they go and eat, they're in K-Town, New York. And I must say, because I've never been to K-Town in New York, or I've never
You've
been
never
to
New York,
York
in general.
But their Koreatown looks really, really nice. From what she was showing, like, it because K-Town in LA, it's so spread out. But this K-Town in New York, like, everything is compact in like, walking distance.
It's and almost like is Asia, because like, they're in buildings.
She was even saying that it really reminds her of Korea, because, like, obviously she's been there and stuff like that. And I was like, wow, that place is really, really cool. Like, the whole Koreatown, like, is walking distance. And she even said that, like, even until, like, 4 a.m., a lot of the restaurants and bars are still open, which is, like, how it is in Korea as well. So, basically, she took them to Agassi Gopchang. We actually have one here in LA as well, basically.
Yeah, that's where, like, some people run BTS. Into, like, Jackson Wang and BTS.
Well, that's Jin's favorite restaurant, remember? Yeah, when he came to LA, he's like, have you tried Agassi Gopchang?
So, Agassi Gopchang, though, is, you have to understand, I mean, like, it does have, like, a... It's like Korean, like, bar food.
Yeah.
So the thing is, it's a lot of, like, intestines and, yeah, all that stuff.
Stuff that I don't
eat. Stuff that Haley doesn't eat. I would eat them, but the thing is, like, it's really bad for gout.
Yeah, it's really bad for you if you eat a lot of it in general. But, yeah, so she took them there, and she was all asking them, like, can you guys handle spice? Or, like, which one of you guys can handle spicy food? So, Lino and Ian are the only ones that can have, like, a high spice tolerance. Bang Chan was like, I'm minus 11. And then I think it was Han and Changbin. So, they said that their spice tolerance was probably, like, as much as a Shin Ramen. Which is kind of similar to mine. Like, I can... eat spicy food. I don't prefer it. Like, Shin Ramen is probably, like, the most spice that I can take and be okay with. And then all the other members, too, were, like, around, like, 1 to 3. So they're the only ones that could eat really, really spicy foods was Lino and Ian. And so basically she let them try this spicy sauce that she made, and it's supposed to be like super, super spicy, and Bang Chan could not handle that. Like, you can see his, like, face turning red and everything, and he's like, oh my god. But, yeah, it's pretty cool to watch. It's only, like, 14 minutes if you want to go check it out. Like, the whole interaction was cool. And then because she speaks Korean, it was... And English. Like, obviously, she was speaking English first, but then a lot of the members couldn't...
Yeah, I mean, for the video, of course.
Right. And then a lot of, like, of course, like, Felix and Bang Chan were the only ones answering, and then she, like, started, like, speaking Korean. And then, like, the rest of the video was, like, in Korean, basically. But yeah, go check that out. And oh, another cute, like, tiny little fact is that she has a King Charles dog, which is the same as Barry, Bang Jan's dog. And she brought it on set and he was so excited. Like, they were all, like, playing with the dog afterwards. She's like, I brought my dog and his name is Percy, short for Persimmon. And they were all, like, super, super happy to
Barry
see.
Barry and, like, Percy, that's, yeah, like, those are cool, like, names. Oh.
So that was, like, a cute little ending. And that's it, because and I talked about ending. Everything else.
Yep. Yay! Good job, Haley. You did it. Did you hear the how done she is? After every
episode? Out of breath.
Well, thank you, everyone, for still tuning in. If you hung in there like Haley did, don't forget to like, follow, subscribe, hit that notification bell. It always helps. Give us a rating if you have been enjoying this. Every Thursday, you can catch us here. You can chat with us and hang out with us as we simp and talk about K-pop. Talk, news, updates, all that good stuff. Haley, where else can they check us out?
Find us on Instagram at Permission to Stand Podcast. And if you want to send us a DM, please message us there. Yes.
Yes. So thank you, everyone, for tuning in. And as always, we'll see you in the next episode. Take care and peace.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Over the last 75 years, over 10,000 chemicals have been introduced to our food supply. Yet the EU only allows 300 food additives. But at Thrive Market, we bring our members the highest quality brands and restrict more than 1,000 ingredients found at conventional grocery stores. Making the switch is easy with our Healthy Swaps scanner, which finds better versions of all your favorite pantries, snacking, and home essentials without the added junk, dyes, and fillers. Plus, it's all delivered straight to your door. So if you're looking to shop at a grocery store that actually cares about your health, go to thrivemarket.com/podcast and you'll get 30% off your first order and a free gift.